1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 5th of January, 18 degrees right now, on our way to 29 before it's all said and done. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
We're well. Thanks for joining us here today. So let's get the quick update here on the winter's market. You're fully into the season right now, are you not?
Yes, we are. January's a little bit short for us because of the holiday, the first hitting on a Saturday. But we will be at Waters Hardware on the 15th for one Saturday in January. Otherwise, it's typically the first and third Saturdays every month through April.
Through April, and of course, the farmer's market, once we get to the outdoor season, Saturdays will be May through October, and then the Wednesdays kick in June through September. So how have the winter markets been going, Tricia?
We've actually had a great winter season so far, so we're really excited about that, and we've had fresh produce still from our vendors who have high tunnels and things like that. And as we're heading into this part of the season, we'll start seeing those vegetable plants coming in, tomato plants and things like that, for everyone to get ready for their spring planting.
How many vendors on average are you having at this particular point in time, or what's the number range of the vendors that you've had here so far this winter?
We're probably averaging around 10. We have had more than that, so that's been very exciting. I think we had 15 at one of our December markets, so we're really excited with the turnout with our vendors.
Talk a little bit about the partnership that's been ongoing here with Waters Hardware as well as your host site.
Waters Hardware is amazing. They have everything ready for us. They set up tables for our vendors, and they are such wonderful hosts. We love being able to work with them and collaborate with them to provide the farmers market all through the winter season.
And this is a significant milestone this year. What year are we in with our farmers market now, Tricia?
This is the 40th year of the Emporia Farmers Market, and we're so excited about our Ruby anniversary. So we have some great things planned, some special things with becoming a friend of the market, with the possibility to enter a drawing if you want to become a friend of the market for our fabulous 40, and do a $40 friends donation. For every 8 people that do that, we'll have a drawing for $40 in Main Street certificates and market bucks. So we're really excited about that program.
Tricia Fullerton, again, Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator, joining us here on the KVOE Morning Show. It's now 7:23. Tricia, looking ahead here to the 40th anniversary, anything that may be that we may see new here? And I know we're several months out yet, and there could still be some planning that's underway for that. But as far as like the different lineup of activities are concerned, or maybe different things that we've seen during the COVID pandemic that may transition over, anything new that we're going to have here for the market?
We're certainly hoping to bring back our homegrown celebration that we do with ESB in the summer. We've missed that the last couple of years, so hopefully that will come back. We will have some special drawings and prizes going on throughout the season. The biggest thing we have right now is a drawing contest. We are looking for people to submit a logo or drawing for the 40th anniversary, and we are looking for those to be turned in by the end of February, and our board will choose a design. And we will use that design in our promotions this year and on T-shirts, things like that, to celebrate our 40th anniversary. So we're really excited about that.
So where can we submit those entries, Tricia?
You can submit those to me in person at a market if you would like to. They can also be emailed to the Farmers Market at emporiafm@gmail.com.
Tricia, how can potential vendors get connected here to the market? And what different maybe vendor products would you like to see at the market that may not be regulars at this particular point in time?
You know, we would love to see all kinds of things available at the market, and we really have a huge variety of things with crops that people make and with the foods that they produce. This last year, we saw new microgreens come in for one of the markets. We would love to have more things like that. We're always open to new ideas. The biggest thing for us is that everything is produced by the vendor, and it's created here locally. And so that's an exciting part about our market, is that everything is local and created by our vendors. And they can get in touch with me, again, through email, that emporiafm@gmail.com. They're certainly welcome to come by and chat with me at any of our markets. And we generally give them a market to try it out and see if it's a good fit before they make that decision that they want to be part of the market.
And before we go, again, you mentioned becoming a friend of the market. How can people do that if they're interested?
So they can be watching for some promotions that are going on. I'll be having stuff on Facebook. Some things will be coming out today. But they're always welcome to just reach out to us at a market or email, and we can get that out to them. There's just a little agreement there that they can do and donate that money, and all of that money goes toward operating the market.
And the next winter market will be coming up Saturday, January 15th at 10 a.m. at Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. Again, the spring markets will get underway at the location 7th and Merchant in May. And then we hit high strides Wednesdays, June through September. Well, Tricia, we appreciate your time here this morning, and keep up the good market work.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator Tricia Fullerton on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we do have a couple that are open here next week. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com, and we'll get you on the schedule. Tomorrow, we're set to chat with United Way of the Flint Hills Director Mickey Edwards, and our focus is an update on Plum Place operations as that comes up here at 7:15 tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by our good friends at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia, Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local, 727, 17 degrees, wind chill of 8. Stay tuned, weather next.
Chris Gorton and John North Ford Nissan, like every